Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Always be ready to worship. Always be ready to encounter Him and come with a heart that's expecting every time. Now, some of you are saying, well, if the worship went that long, how long is the preaching going to go today? And you don't have to worry about that. Last Tuesday, we had really planned to have some prophetic ministry at the end of worship and the night of worship and definitely some healing time and praying. And God did it, just seemed to do it all in the midst of the worship. I had one lady come up to me, and she had like 3 pages of things that she wrote down that God spoke to her in the midst of worship. And so I'm sure God was speaking to you this morning. And I'm not going to go through the entire message today, but I'm just going to highlight just a couple things and highlight a little bit about this morning. In Matthew 5:9, it said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And we can, I've heard all kinds of sermons on the Beatitudes, but in the essence of this scripture, the only way to be a peacemaker, the end resolve, is to be at peace with Jesus and to know Him. Because you can't give something you don't have. And if you're not at peace with Him where you need to be, you won't be able to be a peacemaker. And in this world, you know, we see so much unrest. And I was thinking about while we were worshiping up here of what Jesus has always meant to me. Yeah, He's my Savior. And it was amazing when I met Him for the first time and received Him as my Lord and Savior. But what was really wild was that in the midst of anxiety and fear and all that stuff, that He became my peace. And if there's any testimony that I have, that's who He is to me. Because it doesn't matter what environment that you're in, if you have Christ and you really have Him in your life and you allow Him to be all that He needs to be for you, He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him. And that's what I want to encourage you with today. When we look at the scripture, you know, men and women desire to have peace because it's the nature. We have God's nature a lot of times within us. Every one of you in this room want to do great things for the Lord, or even before you knew Him, I want to do something great. Wonder why? Because we were all created in the image of God. And greatness is in each and every one of us. But that greatness means really absolutely nothing if it's not connected to God. And it's not connected to His will and His purpose. I want you to skip down to, you can read through this if you'd like later, but Roman numeral 3. This scripture, man, I meditated on this day and night, night and day. John 16:33, it says, "These things I've spoken to you so that in me, you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage, for I have overcome the world. In me you'll have peace." I've always loved it. Love that scripture. And the power that's in it. And the contradiction that we see to man's ways. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And He is the only one that can offer up such a commodity to anybody. You know, you have people that say, oh, we're going to gather together and try to have peace in the Middle East. And they gather together, and maybe it looks like things are at peace for a while, but really the hearts of men and women, if they don't have Jesus, they still have a warring thing going on inside of them. And so there never will be peace in this world except when the King of Glory comes back to rule and reign. And He's the Prince of Peace. And even today, as we were singing and excited about warfare and overcoming and the words that were flowing out of us and the things that we're sharing, can I share this with you? All that is awesome, And it's exciting, and you declare and you pray and you say yes and we intercede. But if we don't have peace within us, all those victories, all those things, what will happen is they'll get put on the side, or the enemy will come in and derail us from what God has for us. Everything comes from a place of peace. Everything comes from a place of rest. When I rest in the Lord, I can almost do anything. When I think that I have to do something in my power, then things begin to get out of sorts. But when I rest in the peace of God, and how do I get that? By being with Him. It all goes back to intimacy with God, knowing Him, spending time with Him. It's really easy to know a lot about the Word, and it's really easy to say that to a lot of people. But really, it has no fire, it has no oomph if it doesn't come from a place of peace. Because it said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? The children of God. They shall be called the sons and daughters of God. That's a pretty powerful statement. That if I want to be a son or a daughter of God, I've got to be a peacemaker. And so becoming a peacemaker also means that I have the power of the gospel living inside of me. And He wants me to go out and help make peace to other people that don't know Jesus. Because when I had no peace whatsoever until I accepted Jesus, what He did, and the blood that was shed on my behalf brought me into that place where I could really have genuine peace. And so when we share the gospel even, or share our faith with somebody, what we're doing is we're bringing them into a place where if they accept Christ, that now they can have peace. They can have peace with God and peace within. You're called to be peacemakers. And the only true peace that comes is from knowing God, right? And knowing Him intimately. And so what power do we have as individuals and believers to go out and share Jesus with somebody and for them to accept Jesus into their heart? So finally, they can become a person that can access the fullness of peace. That's the power of the gospel. It's Him, and He's our peace. In the Greek, I'll go a little bit farther. I think it's on at the bottom of page 2. Blessed are the peace. It says the word children in the Greek context means delight. A peacemaker is one who delights in the Lord, delights in God. Now, the Greek root word for delight means to settle down and be at rest. To be at rest. I'm hugely concerned about the way things are. Not worried, but concerned. And I think about, it doesn't matter what the environment is. And you guys relate to it. You know, Paul was in prison, but he had what? He had peace. It drove everybody what? Crazy. When you have peace, it drives everybody crazy around you, because they want you to be freaked out like them. And you're saying, no, man, I'm going to rest. I know the truth. You're not going to drag me into that anymore. I'm going to rest in what God says. I'm going to have peace. And it says, at the end of it, it says, to be pleasant and dwell in the land is also another root word. To be pleasant, a peacemaker is pleasant and dwell in the land, or to offer a sweet odor. I'd like to say fragrance instead of odor. It's just what the commentary said. Odor. I want to be a fragrance. So the last page, I'm going to share this at another time and go into it. But the last page, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are pleasant unto the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are at rest in the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are a delight to the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they offer a sweet fragrance to the Lord. He is my righteousness and He is my peace. Jesus is my peace. And the primary purpose of Christianity is Christ Himself. That's it. That's what brought us together this morning. That's what caused us to sing. Because of who He is. We have our primary purpose of peace in Christ. And Jesus preached it. He proclaimed it. There is absolutely no substitute in life for the peace and the rest that we find in Jesus. Amen? Amen. There's just not. And so that involves a decision on our part to go into that place of intimacy with Him. You take what happened here this morning in worship and proclamation and the decrees that were made. You take them in a place of peace and you run with those and you are a roaring lion that's in peace. You are. You just take it and run with it. Say yes. Okay? All of us are flowing in the Spirit. All of us are getting things. Probably just about every one of you could have come up here and prophesied this morning. Because we all get things when we join together, when we begin to worship. So just let God have His way with you this morning. Why don't you stand? We're going to do a couple things. And some of you have had birthdays and this is your birthday. We say happy birthday to y'all. I don't want to miss anybody or hurt you. So God bless you. And also this Tuesday, I want to really encourage you to come. It's a night of healing and a night of the prophetic. And we're going to go after it and worship and pray and believe. And Londa's going to share. I want to encourage you to come to Tuesday night, this Tuesday. Lydia, come on up. Lydia's going to be leaving for 3 months. You're going to be away, right? And ministering and just being away with your family too, right? And so we're going to pray over her. And if anyone else has a special request, we want to gather around Lydia. I just like to ask the pastors and some of the worship, Betsy, and just come up and we're going to pray. Dave, yeah, to pray for Lydia. And I want to encourage you. Come out on Tuesday night. We had an amazing time last Tuesday. It was an amazing time. It was just warfare, worship, and we just went to an amazing place. Amen. Just gathering that many anointed people together to be with the Lord. Why don't you guys just reach out toward Lydia? And Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your daughter. We thank You for Your bride. We thank You for our sister. And who she is in the Spirit. And we ask right now, God, for Your absolute protection over her life and her travel. We ask, God, that You will use her as a vessel, as a mouthpiece, to proclaim the goodness of who You are. We ask, God, that You would use her as a peacemaker, that she would bring peace into environments where there is no peace, and that You would be there with her, God, and that You would use her to speak the loving words of Your heart. We thank You for the fiery, warring woman that she is. We thank You, God, that she doesn't say no, but says yes. We thank You, Lord, that she has been planted in good soil to proclaim the goodness of who You are. So we ask, God, that You would use Lydia in a powerful way as she goes forth into the nations. We ask, God, that You would strengthen her and bless her. And may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be all over her. We thank You, God. We thank You, Lord. We pray for the nations this morning as we prayed earlier and asked God for Your perfect will in Israel. We ask God that You would intervene as all of us come together in agreement and ask for Your will in the elections this coming Tuesday, God. We ask for Your will to be done. We ask for our nation to awaken to the time in which we're living. We ask that You would bring more and more revelation to us about this time and to know the hour. We thank You, God. Thank You for all the men and women here today. I pray blessing over everyone here. I ask, God, that You would use them, that You would strengthen them, that they would draw near to You. We love You, Lord. We praise You. You are the Prince of Peace. You are absolute peace. In this world, we're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Because Jesus, the King of Glory, has overcome the world and has opened up a door so that we could have peace with the Father through His blood and has made a way for us. So, Lord, I ask for strength for everyone that's weary in this place to enter into that place and take Your hand. Now, may Your anointing flow with them, flow with Lydia, And all those this morning, I just thank you, God, again for the gathering of your people. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Be blessed and go in his name. And I want to encourage you. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So make sure your heart is before the Lord and you're speaking blessing to people. And you will be a peacemaker. In Jesus' holy name.